Prelude to a Gospel. That evening, the entire delegation met together in the living bay to find out what the Reverend and Rabbi had to say. The mood was generally gay. Most delegation members, happy to be on their way, were glad they'd come. Even Dora Battle and Ben Carter, who all morning looked so glum, had thoroughly enjoyed the lobster stew, had quaffed each one 3 pints of brew, and eaten cake and ice cream, too. At the stroke of 9, Tom Beale and Becky Schwister took the floor. Said he, "I know some rumors have been spread concerning Beck and me. I'd like to put them now to bed. When we get home, we're getting wed." He paused to let the loud applause die down, and then he said, "About 10 days ago, my future bride and I stood here together, side by side, ready to deride the other's sacred vision across that great divide men call religion. But during our sojourn on Crow, we got to know a mention who became our guru and our mentor. It wasn't Ken or Mo or Rex. He had no name, no sex, but all the same he did exist. And when I found revelation in an ancient text that seemed to negate all I'd ever learned about my God, my faith, and my salvation, I went to him and asked what I should do. And he advised that for one day I use no words like Christian and like Jew, like Beale and Schwister, love and hate, or brother, sister, father, son, to see if I could then relate to what he had to say, which was that everything is one. So I enlisted Becky's help, and after talking for a day, taking care to keep those harmful nouns and adjectives at bay, and concentrating on the words that people say to bring them close to one another, we found a harmony like we had never known before with any other. And when I held Beck in my arms and looked down at her many charms, then over at that ancient text, the story that it told no longer seemed a threat, but only served to show that life is much more interesting than one could ever know. And so I think, no matter what we truly do believe, we have to sometimes put it all aside so we can change and grow. For in the universe of heart and soul, with all its secret, undiscovered places, there is no room for boundaries or stasis. And now, if you'll all settle down and listen open-mindedly and well, the rabbi will read from a gospel written 30 centuries ago by someone called Apostle Mel."